Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. There's the Stones bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. Speaking of books, A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive. That's an outstanding book that I encourage you to find by our good friend Mark Babbitt, who's with us right now. 6-year member of our Brain Trust, president, I should say, of Switch and Shift, founder of U-Turn. Mark, tell us how we can find you online.
You can go right to our website, workiq.com, W-O-R-Q-I-Q.com.
Workiq.com, that's a new one.
That is a new one. It's a new site, Jim, where we're trying to help leaders in corporations, just like you're trying to help small business owners. We're trying to help them build a company that people actually want to work for and want to do business with.
So check that out, folks, and they can find your book there too, right, Mark?
Oh, yes.
So we're talking about dealing with the uncertainty. One thing I want us to make sure that we don't disabuse anybody of, 2021 is not going to be a cakewalk either. We need to not loosen our straps, because 2021, people are all waiting on a vaccine. Who knows when we're going to get one? This thing may die down before we actually get one. When we get one, it may not work for everybody. It may not work. You know, it's the flu shots is hit or miss every year. And in my opinion, we're going to have COVID-21. I don't know if it's going to come in 22 or 23. But we're going to have the coronavirus with us the rest of our lives. Now that it's in our lives, it's not going away. I mean, maybe it took us 50 years to eradicate polio, basically, in America. It's, you know, another kind of a virus. So the thing is, and does anybody think that Washington is going to be less corrupt next year, and Wall Street is going to be less digitally greedy next year? I don't think so. The one thing that we can count on is that out here on Main Street, we do business the way people are supposed to do business. We practice honest capitalism because we got nowhere to hide. Mark, what do you think?
Well, I think that's it. And I, you know, since I've been in the business world, Jim, exterior forces have always been a part of my life. I've been a business owner since 1990. So for 30 years, I've seen administrations come and go. I've seen good times and bad times come and go. The one thing we can always depend on is ourselves. And and so to expect the election to make things better, to expect a vaccine to make things better, people are still scared. People are still hoarding in some circles. People are still wondering if they can walk the streets safe at night. You know, none of that's going to change. November 4th is not going to magically change any of that. And we have to be prepared to fend for ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to come back to something you said in the last segment. Small business owners, we have to fend for ourselves. We've always really had to do that. But still, our communities, our nation still is going to need leaders. Because, for example, in this election, there are people who are saying we may not know about the election results till February. I mean, I think that's too far. I think that's ridiculous. But most people believe we won't know on Wednesday the 4th. And so there's going to need to be cooler heads prevailing in America. And I think that's a grassroots thing we can do, small business owners. What do you think?
Well, I think not only is it something we need to do as business leaders, as community leaders, and again, if we own a business within our community, we are seen as those leaders. We need to lead our way. Maybe the election doesn't go exactly as we'd hoped, but our community still needs us. Just like our families still need us and our customers still need us. if we can rise above all the politics, all the problems that come with the pandemics, if we set ourselves up to say, no matter what exterior forces are beating on me, I'm going to be a positive leader. I'm going to be a positive force within my community. That helps our business, period. People flock to positivity. People flock to leadership. And even when times are tough, our business will still be there for them.
And you don't need a megaphone to be that leader, folks. If you say those things to your employees, if you represent that yourself that way to your customers, that's the multiplier, right? I mean, that's the force multiplier, because every one of those people knows somebody else. But all you have to do is be the leader in your little ecosystem. What do you think, Matt? Mark, last thoughts.
Well, that's it. And let's make something really clear, Jim. You just said something very important. It starts with our employees. It starts with the people facing our customers every single hour of every single day. If you are the bitter old man in the back room, instead of being that positive leader, it will show up through those employees. It will be there, and they can't hide that, just like you can't hide that.
That's right. WorkIQ.com is the website. You can find Mark's book, A Word on Social. Hey, Mark, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim. Anytime you want me to be here.
Hey, and Mark, I've got a hashtag I've had for a while now. Hashtag God help us. That's my hashtag. What do you think?
I love it, Jim.
Mark Babbitt, ladies and gentlemen, one of our great Brain Trust members. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.